This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. In fact, you can create the content that you see there on the front page of freetalklive.com. Maybe it's a YouTube video you've seen you want to share with us and our listeners, or a news article, something you think's important, perhaps a blog post, anything you want to submit. You just submit it there, and then other listeners like you can vote on it and decide whether you like it or dislike, and then, you know, vote it up, vote it down, and we'll know what you're thinking is interesting and maybe talk about some of that stuff on the air. Last night I mentioned the 10 things that sucked about growing up a Jehovah's Witness, and we never got into it. Now, Johnson, we had Chris Cantwell on last night. He's an atheist. Johnson, I don't know if you describe yourself as an atheist. Wasn't it like a firm agnostic or something like that?
Strong agnosticism is what I use when I'm, you know, it really depends on the context. If I'm debating a religious person, I'll call myself a strong agnostic. But let's just be clear, the reality is I'm an atheist, and I've been an atheist for a very long time.
So do you have any familiarity with the Jehovah's Witness?
They were at my door this week, actually.
Really?
And left me some flyers.
Oh, so you didn't talk to them?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to the door in time.
At my house, we call it Tinder.
Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
Now, would you have talked?
No, I like collecting silly, weird religious paraphernalia. I have some, like, Scientology DVDs.
They have lots of it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, would you have talked to them had you gotten to the door in time?
Maybe. It depends on my mood, because, I mean,
right.
Really,
if you're busy, then.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because, like, if I'm talking to them, it's really just to mess with them, so, you know.
The last Jehovah's Witness came to my door was probably a few months ago, maybe as far as a year ago, and he ran away.
Really? Are you exaggerating?
No. I mean, he, you know, turned around and
walked
away quickly.
Okay. Yeah. So here are the 10 things. And then coming up, we'll tell you about the newest Edward Snowden NSA-related revelation. It's called Monster Mind. I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but we'll tell you more in moments. The toll-free number
sounds like a board game.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Number one on the 10 things that sucked about growing up a Jehovah's Witness: no birthdays, no Christmas, or any other holidays. All the other kids are doing fun Thanksgiving drawings of turkeys by tracing their hands. That looks like so much fun. It's too bad I have to go sit in the principal's office while you guys do fun Thanksgiving arts and crafts. My mommy and daddy are in a cult, so we don't celebrate any holidays. None. Not even my birthday. God says birthdays are bad.
You know, I feel like it's sort of taking it too far. I don't really believe one day is more important than another day. Quakers are known for Philadelphia. It was said that if you wanted to do some shopping on Christmas Day, you'd have to go to the Jewish shops or the Quaker shops in order to get that done, because they'd be open. Because it's not one day is not different than another to them. But I'm not going to rob the fun of childhood from my son Jack because, you know, that's what I think. And certainly, the food's great. I'm not going to complain about the food. Somebody wants to give me a present, fine. I understand that gift giving is a fine thing to do, and it's a fine time, as far as I'm concerned, to give it because we tend to be down around the holidays. What's the distinction between, in my life, between a holiday and, you know, what I consider a holiday and what in reality is? Not much.
Number two, never being able to talk honestly with a friend. Jehovah's Witnesses are commanded to report what is bad. In other words, to snitch on their best friend if they tell them they did something like smoke a cigarette or watch an R-rated movie.
You got to be kidding me.
During my time, they did that in, I remember I was reading a biography about Malcolm X and you know, the group he was involved in. If they found out you were smoking cigarettes, they'd beat the hell out of you.
Nation of Islam?
Yeah, the Nation of Islam. So during my time as a Jehovah's Witness, having a conversation with another witness meant editing out anything that could get me in trouble. And for the Jehovah's Witnesses, a lot of everyday activities, such as buying a lottery ticket or stepping into another religion's church, will get you in serious trouble. You couldn't show anyone, not even your significant other, your true self for fear of being disciplined by the elders. Number three, and you know, one of the, before going on, the disturbing things about religion is a lot of organized religion, at least, not all religion, but a lot of organized religion, is that you're living for someone else. Like he's saying here, or she, I'm not sure who's writing this, but it's thoughtcatalog.com is the website. You're living your life based on the strictures and the arbitrary rules that were handed down to you by other men and, in some cases, other women. And
right.
That's,
I feel that way almost about almost all religion, though, because it, when you think about it, religion tends to always focus around a belief in the afterlife and that there's something afterlife. So you're not really living your life for yourself. You're living your life based on some kind of belief that there's going to be a life after this life, and so you're not really living for what you have right now.
Well, it depends on the denomination. For instance, there's the Universalists who believe that
the Unitarians.
Universalists. Okay. Unitarians believe that everybody goes. Unitarians believe that God is not a triune being, but in fact a single being.
Okay.
Universalists believe that everybody goes to heaven.
Have I heard the two words put together?
Yes,
I feel
you will
like
hear
I
Unitarian okay. Universalist churches. This was a shotgun wedding in the early 20th century. Essentially, the two churches were having sort of financial troubles and weren't going to make it, or whatever reason they got stuck together. I probably should, before I credit the reason, I probably should do a little more reading. But they got stuck together, and they really, never were sort of meant to be together. Nonetheless, these people believe that everybody goes to heaven, so therefore you don't have them trying to do things to go to heaven. Now, they may act differently, like they may run into a hail of gunfire out of a foxhole. It may be easier to get them to go because I'm going to heaven after this. But you don't have too many life and death situations in life, and mostly people who believe in afterlives act like atheists when it comes to dying.
How? Well, yeah, I guess you're generally right. Yeah.
They look both ways before they cross the street.
Exactly.
They, they put their brakes on when heading towards a large truck.
They're very upset when other people have died. Congratulating. Oh, they went to heaven. They should be. Everything should be a celebration.
Indeed.
More on the 10 things that sucked about growing up Jehovah's Witness. Number three, having to go door to door preaching every Saturday and sometimes Sunday as well. I barely got any sleep when I was a witness. I commuted an hour and a half to work each way and worked long hours. I needed the weekends to catch up on my sleep debt, but instead I had to get up at the crack of dawn to go out preaching. The act of knocking on strangers' doors to tell them their religion is wrong and they better change or face God's wrath is bad enough. When you're so exhausted you can barely stand up, it becomes absolute torture, both for you and the person you're trying to recruit into a cult at 9 a.m. on a Saturday. And, you know, I'm just curious. I wonder what the rates are of return on investment for this. I mean, obviously, that's not what they're trying to do when they decide this. They're not factoring in the amount of gas they're spending or anything like that. But just how many houses do they have to talk to before they get one convert? Is it 1,000? 10,000? How many households, how many individuals do they have to get to come to the door before they'll actually get somebody to show up at one of their Kingdom Halls?
Kingdom Halls is what it's called. And you also have to wonder how many weirdos do they get? Because, I mean, you know, you're going and knocking. You're knocking on people's doors. You're going to get a certain number of, a certain number of the population is mentally ill. And, it's hard to hang out with them. And so you're like, oh, yeah, please come to the Kingdom Hall. We're going to have a really great time. Please. And that's tough. You know, like now you've got all, you're attracting the weirdos.
Yeah, I think you probably have to be a little more enthusiastic about it.
I made the mistake of telling some Jehovah's Witnesses that had come to my door at one point that, I respected the religion for the way they acted during, Germany's, Nazi rule, that kind of thing. I respected the fact that they don't go scaring the bejesus out of people with hell. And there's some things that
they don't do that?
No, there is no hell in the Jehovah's Witness world. You just die, which is...
He does say here, face God's wrath. Is this person the author here misremembering. It's Marcus Escritos at thoughtcatalog.com.
I'm happy to talk about what he thinks God's wrath is, but likely what he means is that you are burned, you're thrown into the lake of fire and burnt up immediately.
Okay, so not hell, just a fiery death.
Which is far, I mean, you know, if you're going to talk about a psychopathic father figure, at the very least he's putting you out of your misery quickly, instead of what most most Christians believe in this country, which is that he in fact tortures you for the rest of eternity simply because you don't believe in his mistranslated son's name.
Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you'd like right here, toll free at 855-453. Maybe you were a Jehovah's Witness and you'd like to, or maybe you still are. Whether you were or still are, we'd love to hear from you. We're sharing from thoughtcatalog.com the 10 things that sucked about growing up as a Jehovah's Witness. So if you want to add your thoughts into this, is this article accurate? So far, our author here, Marcus Espiritos, has said that you didn't get to have any fun as a kid. No birthdays, Christmas, or any holidays whatsoever. Had to sit them out if he was at school, for instance. Never had to, was never able to talk honestly with any friend, even a spouse, because Jehovah's Witnesses are instructed to snitch on one another doing naughty things. And there's a long list of things that they consider to be naughty. Going door to door preaching was apparently pretty frustrating, especially when you're sleep deprived from actually having to make a living on top of all of your religious duties as well. So feel free to add your thoughts in here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, if you want to get started with Bitcoin, please go to blockchain.com. Get your first, or maybe not your first, whatever. It's a free Bitcoin wallet. You download their app for Android or iOS-based devices, and you can also, of course, use their web wallet if you don't have a smartphone. Makes it easy to spend Bitcoin at all kinds of places online, everything from companies as large as Dell Computers to Wikipedia, right down to there's Main Street stores that will even accept Bitcoin these days. Go to blockchain.com. You can get your first and free Bitcoin wallet right there. We continue on here with thoughtcatalog.com and their story about why it really sucked growing up as a Jehovah's Witness. Reason number four, having to fill out field service reports.
Joe, that sounds very official, a field service report.
Well, God has to review some sort of paperwork, right?
Jehovah's, I don't imagine God's reviewing it.
Jehovah's Witnesses will have to fill out, or have to, rather, fill out monthly reports that detail how much time they've spent preaching, how many books and magazines they've distributed to people, and how many Bible studies they've conducted. While the slips are not shown to anyone but the elders of the congregation, other witnesses take note if you haven't been out preaching with them during the regular times. The elders, on the other hand, do have access to your performance records. They will encourage you if you lack behind the national average, or if you lag behind the national average, which was about 10 hours per month when I was a member of the religion.
10 hours to do what?
To do all of those things, to spend, you know, distributing books, preaching, conducting Bible studies, various different activities.
Is this like the Google of religions? Do they have, like, analytics sessions where they're like, we're down 5 points today, and they're like...
Well, that sounds like a sales job to me.
Sure.
Sales meetings.
If you had to do 5 hours a day on Saturday and Sunday, mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe their Sundays are full. I couldn't... No, they should be doing Fridays, I would think, because they're a spinoff of the Seventh-day Adventist.
Well, anyway, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday that they came to my house, so...
All I know is we got Dave on the line here. We'll continue the list in a moment. He's listening in Fargo. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, guys. You're talking about the Jehovah's Witnesses. Just one part of being a kid that sucks when you're a Jehovah's Witness, and I wasn't one, but I know the story pretty well. When I was younger, I would go to a lot of basketball open gyms in a small town not that far from here. And there was a kid that kept showing up for a couple of years at that open gym, and he was by far and away the best basketball player and the best athlete in that school. And he was never on the high school team. He was never on their junior varsity. He was never on their varsity. And we're talking about a high school that probably had 100 kids, 9 through 12. So to be the best kid on the floor, and then some, obviously he would have played on the varsity team as a star if he would have had an opportunity to play. And we were told... I mean, it took me a few times of seeing him and then making the connection. I started to ask, you know, why isn't this kid playing? Well, it turns out he was a Jehovah's Witness. And I guess one of the tenets of either their sect of the religion or their religion in general, because I don't know how it works nationwide, but he was not allowed to be on a competitive team. He could go to open gyms and play for the exercise, but winning and losing wasn't part of what they would allow you to do, and you start to think about,
of course not. I mean, because he
and things like that would have been awesome, you know.
Yeah, but of course not. I mean, he can't do that. It wouldn't be fair. He's got special powers granted to him by God, and so it wouldn't be fair to the other players if he were playing and using those special powers to win.
Well, all I know is that if he would have played, they would have done a lot more winning. I mean, I don't know what the tenets of their religion are, but he was just by far the best kid. And I think about the opportunities for education. And granted, you can still get an education without a basketball scholarship, but it certainly would be nice to be able to come out of college with the experience of being able to play at the college level and then not have...
So you're saying they squandered his talents because, you know, he was naturally talented at basketball and they were squandered because of the religious belief system.
Yeah, and I have no problem with somebody being convicted by, you know, whatever that still voice is within. You know, if somebody feels I shouldn't use my, you know, talents to beat other people, then that's fine. But it's when other people tell you how you have to live your life that I think organized religion really kind of comes off the rails. The idea that, you know, God spoke 2,000 years ago, but he's not speaking today. Either he didn't speak back then, and the Bible's irrelevant, or everything he says to you today is relevant too.
It would have been really nice to see the kid participate. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you were a Jehovah's Witness at one time and you've left the religion. Do you want to reflect on what your experience was like? Sure, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're still in the religion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also add us on your Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's a little more to number four. So number four, which was to fill out paperwork. Being a Jehovah's Witness is like having a second unpaid job that you work on nights and weekends for no pay. If your performance lags on the job, your invitations for dinner and movies suddenly stop. You're constantly judged by everyone else, especially the elders. Now, I'm sure their argument would be that the pay is the satisfaction that you're helping to save people's souls, I imagine. But I guess that's not much to go on when you're looking back at what you consider to be a mistake.
It's funny when he said, you know, you're always being judged, especially by the elders. I expected him to say, you're always being judged, especially by God. You know, but no, he said the elders.
Number five, not being able to date. Jehovah's Witnesses don't really date. The Jehovah's Witness idea of dating is this. When you're interested in marrying someone, you go out with them, but always with a chaperone. You are never alone, never without a third wheel, until you get married, which will usually be less than a year after you've met them. It might sound like I'm describing some sort of weird threesome situation, but trust me, it's much more boring than that. Because
it didn't sound like that at all.
Yeah, because
it sounded like a chaperone.
Because when you're a Jehovah's Witness, that also means number six, no sex before marriage. Nothing. At least the Mormons do that weird soaking thing. Jehovah's Witnesses get nothing before marriage, and I mean nothing. After marriage,
nobody gets anything before marriage, according to the rules. I mean, Presbyterians aren't supposed to have sex before they get married.
Mm-hmm.
Methodists aren't. I mean, I can assure you that most of
other religions have this terrible idea, Mark, doesn't mean it's a good idea, right?
Like, I'm just saying that it's not unusual. It's not if you're going to call culty something that is unusual, then you can't call this one particularly unusual.
After marriage, it doesn't get much better since other types of sex, like oral or anal sex, are banned even for married couples. And if you're gay, well, you're doomed to a lifetime of abstinence and loneliness. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. A few more of the things that sucked about growing up Jehovah's Witness, your calls and thoughts all on the way here on Free Talk Live.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you'd like. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-453. We're talking about growing up as a Jehovah's Witness. Now, none of the three of us in the studio here were Jehovah's Witnesses growing up. I was raised as a Presbyterian in the South. Mark, I don't know if you were. Were you religion at a young age? Was it just standard Christian?
What are you talking about?
Religion? I know you went to a religious school.
Yeah.
But was there like a church that y'all went to?
Methodist,
okay.
Gotcha. The church we went to was Methodist. The school I went to was Dutch Reform.
And Johnson, were you?
I've been an atheist since about, I think, 4 years old, and I was exposed to religion very briefly and embarrassed my family at an Episcopalian church.
Now, are there churches out there that actually prohibit people from brushing their teeth? I know that there are some religions where, you know, you can't. Like
that's
if your eye
for the internet.
If your eyesight goes bad, you know, you can't get glasses, that kind of thing. Are there people out there?
I think that there's probably religions out there that they practice, like, you know, like the Buddhist monks, they practice forms and they practice like martial arts and stuff. I think that there are probably religions out there that master the art of the segue.
Yes, well, those religions wouldn't be interested in my magic mud now, would they? My magic mud is, it's a tooth powder that works better than your toothpaste. I am confident in saying that because I have been using my magic mud for a couple of months now, I'd say. I started off using it every night, and I continue to use my regular toothpaste during the other times that I brush my teeth. But in the evenings, for the first week, 10 days to 2 weeks, I brush my teeth with my magic mud. And then I went to two or three times a week after that. And it, you know, I don't wake up anymore feeling that film on my teeth. The back, you know, My Magic Mud goes in there, and it's charcoal. Like, it, you know, charcoal binds with things in a water filter and gets all the bad stuff out of water. It binds with things in your mouth and gets the bad stuff out of your mouth. It makes your mouth that much cleaner. It feels polished, and it is polished because it removes the stains that are on your teeth. You can see an immediate difference after one application, and it'll, for me, it removed all the stains in four applications. Also, many claim that they have sensitivity in their teeth. My Magic Mud addresses this somehow. I don't know how. Also, if you have a problem with the taste of toothpaste, My Magic Mud has no taste. Go listen to, biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole at MyMagicMud.com, and he will explain a lot of the benefits to you of My Magic Mud and get some clue as to why I will never not have My Magic Mud again, because it is a great product. It is a great product. Go to also mud.freetalklive.com and watch the great video we've got there for you. I liked it and linked to it. It's mud.freetalklive.com.
What a great short you are.
It's called My Magic Mud. It catches your attention.
Yeah. Or not a short URL, but a subdomain.
Hey, thoughtcatalog.com is the site here with the 10 things that sucked about growing up Jehovah's Witness. If you were a witness or still are, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you, or maybe you didn't have to be a witness.
Can I get a witness?
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You don't have to be, you know, if you're brand new to the show, call in. You can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Number 7 on the list of 10 things, not being able to have non-witness friends. Jehovah's Witnesses are not allowed to befriend non-witnesses. Why would you get close to someone whom God was going to execute at Armageddon? I broke this rule a lot during my 13 years as a Jehovah's Witness, but I always kept my non-witness friends a secret.
At high school, I had a friend who was a Jehovah's Witness, and I didn't even know it for most of the time I knew him. But, you know,
he never tried to save you.
Well, at some point or another, it was discovered that he was Jehovah's Witness, and I asked him about it or whatever, and then he tried to get me to come to Kingdom Hall with him a couple of times before I made it clear I'm not going there.
Okay.
Under no circumstances will I be going there. So I imagine that, you know, like he was just sort of that same way. Like he just wanted to be normal. Can't I just go to school and be normal?
Let's go to Alabama Bill calling in Talladega. Alabama Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Well, howdy, guys.
Hey, howdy. What's on your mind?
Well, listen, I was really interested in your conversation today. I've never called before, although I listen quite frequently.
Well,
this is something that really got me curious. I just walked in the house whenever you were on and first came on. Did one of you guys say you were a former witness?
No, the three of us are not. I'm not going to say I'm thankfully not a former witness, but I'm not, and neither is anyone else here.
Well, it matters to me because I have a question to ask of a witness, and
ask it to the universe. Go ahead and just put it out. Just put the question out
there.
There's
a Jehovah's Witness listening. Okay. I can assure you.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I've lived in Alabama. I lived over in Georgia, and I've been frequented by Jehovah's Witnesses. Maybe a half a dozen different set of witnesses over in Georgia during the 17 years I lived there, and maybe three or four times here back in Alabama. And I enjoy listening to these guys. I really do look forward to it. But here's the problem. They usually come over and they'll knock on the door on Saturday mornings. I'll wake up after partying all night on Friday. I won't really feel like talking to anybody, but I will. And, you know, here's the problem. I ask them, I say, look, you know, I'll take them in the house and we'll talk. And I'll say, look, I want to talk with you guys again, but how about, you know, calling me ahead of time, next time around, and so I'll know that you're coming and I'll be prepared and, you know, we can really enjoy ourselves. And I'll give them a phone number. They will not call. Never. They will not call. Now, I'm wondering, is there some kind of rule where they can't call ahead, or are they just arrogant enough to where they don't want to make an appointment for themselves?
Maybe I would guess. This is
good question.
Wild speculation. I've never been called by a Jehovah's Witness either, but I have had a few visit. And I would think that the reason would be is probably if they make appointments, they find that people aren't there for them. I mean, sadly, this group is a group of people that it is okay to make fun of, blow off, treat like they're bad people or whatever because of the door knocking mostly.
So it's not that they don't have phones. They're not prohibited from using technology.
No, they are not Amish. They're Jehovah's Witness.
I know when they show up, I kind of wish that it was like Mr. Burns and I had one of those buttons that I could press on my desk and a trap door would open up and
really?
See?
They just fall down into it, and
that's what I'm saying.
A pit full of bees.
Alabama Bill, thanks for throwing the question out there. Maybe someone who is or was a Jehovah's Witness could call in.
I'm curious about that because I do respect the people. All I want is them to be a little polite, as polite to me as I am.
Why not call first? If you've been asked to call first by someone, why not make a note and do that? Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Continuing on here.
He sounds like one of those kind of folks that would welcome anyone who came to the door. Doesn't he?
Sounds like a heck of a nice guy. Yeah.
There, there are some fantastic videos on YouTube of people trolling these Jehovah's Witnesses that show up.
Oh, really?
Saturday.
Now, if it's funny,
people get really tired of it. I mean,
well, if it's funny, then I'm for it. But if it's just cruel, I'm not for
it. We got to pick a funny one and put it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter when we get a chance.
On a break, yeah.
Toll free number here tonight 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with the list of 10 things that sucked about growing up Jehovah's Witness. Number 8. Keeping up with their ever-changing, made-up doctrine. When I first became a witness, blood was not allowed to be consumed in any form.
The Bible's clear about that.
Whether it was blood pudding or a life-saving blood transfusion. When I left the
religion, I don't know the consuming. I wouldn't call a transfusion consumption, but I find it interesting that that's where that's the verse they get it from. All right.
So is that one of those things, like if you cut your finger or something like that, you go...
I guess you could not suck on your finger if you cut it. That would make you in violation.
A blood consumer.
There's no hell. You're going to the lake of fire.
When I left the religion, they had changed the rule to allow for blood fractions. The Jehovah's Witnesses believe whatever that means.
One-tenth of a milliliter.
You may have a rare steak now.
The Jehovah's Witnesses believe that God's organization periodically receives new light from God, and their doctrine changes with it.
I agree that it's true. It's just interesting that God
all religions
to the top ones.
Receive new light so they can change them so that they can adapt. Because otherwise they'd be gone.
855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here and bring up anything as well on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crashed is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains Dukoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic, pure extract and is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. You don't have to call in about the Jehovah's Witness topic. That just happens to be what we brought in, or what I brought in to talk about. Mark, I know you've brought something to the table tonight involving more parents and kids being arrested, you know, parents being arrested, kids being arrested, being 10 years old on the subway, etc. We got all kinds of stuff. And Johnson, you've actually got a Jehovah's Witness-related follow-up about some of their belief systems. Of course, you can take control here at 855-450-FREE. We continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Kurt calling from Durham, North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks so much. I've lived here probably about 25 years, and my neighbors right next door are Jehovah's Witnesses, and they're the best neighbors I've ever had in my life.
Do you get a lot of knocks? I mean, do they whenever they head out?
Hold on.
I'm not being mean.
No, I know you're. Yeah, but you guys are a little bit, you know, irascible about this thing.
Irascible might be the right term. I would agree.
The thing is, they've never personally come over, but you know, they've had some people come over, but I'm sure from their Kingdom Hall. But everyone that I've met is an incredible person. They're so warm. They're I don't really believe in all the situations that they have regarding their religion. Now, I do know my neighbor. He actually worked for the EPA and he retired. He cuts trees, and I used to help him about 10 years ago and everything. And they do not take blood transfusions, and like you said earlier,
right,
they don't celebrate anything, which in my case, with three daughters and in-laws, you know, I think, Jesus, that'd be great, because I don't have to buy Christmas presents or birthday presents. But they are some of the warmest people I've ever met, and you know, they
so just
have
to be
their,
clear, Kurt, they've lived next door to you for how long now?
25 years.
25
they were
years.
Here before I came here.
Jeez, yeah. They're committed to that house.
So they never actually tried to recruit you into the religion.
Oh,
but
no,
you...
no, no, not at all. No, not at all. I mean, we drink beer.
Really?
And
hold on. You drink beer with the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know they could drink.
I mean,
that's interesting.
You can't get a blood transfusion, but you can drink a beer.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and they're so giving. I mean, and, you know, he'll my neighbor will help me anything I need, and his wife is, you know, she's such a beautiful person. I mean, they watch their house, and I watch their houses, and, or their house.
I'm glad
they're good people.
And, cool, man. I appreciate you calling in with the feedback tonight, Kurt. Anything else you want to share about your experience?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, there's perceptions on a lot of people's parts about a lot of people. And until you really experience those people, I think the majority of people who make condescending remarks about other people really don't understand people unless they...
Oh, I think that's true. I think it's absolutely, you know, it's totally unfair to down somebody, especially if you haven't met that person. I feel like what we're doing tonight is we're sharing with our audience what one person had to say about growing up as a Jehovah's Witness. I mean, I can't detract from what that person has to say, and I can't add anything to it. I can only share it, and we can comment on it. Because, you know, they may be good people, but, you know, good people can still have silly religions, and it can be fun to talk about that.
I guess say this one thing. They had two daughters, and I think the daughters might have, one of the daughters might have suffered through that. And the other daughter, I think, I'm not sure if she is or not. Yeah, she was. Yeah, she is, because she's helped on the Kingdom Hall somewhere in North Carolina. So she's pretty much still into it. But the other daughter, I think, straight away.
Kind of fell away from it. Thanks for the call, Kurt. Hey. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, man. Toll-free number is 855-453. We're on the 10 things that sucked about growing up Jehovah's Witness, and up to number 9,
you know,
on that list.
I'm sure that I have beliefs where it's like, I just cannot brook the idea of my son not believing the same thing I do in some area. I'm not sure what that is, that belief is. I'm certain that there's a few of them, but, you know, I guess it's interesting. When
Daddy, taxes are good.
Becomes an IRS agent.
We're having a conversation right now about Lego. Do you know what Lego City is?
No.
Lego City is a town full of bureaucrats. bureaucrats and a few people that they work for. It's amazing.
It's the city. It's construction sets.
Right. Well, it's right.
Have police stations. And
police stations.
Like that.
Firefighters. They've got the drug task force with the.
Oh no!
The
really?
Coast Guard. Well, come
we
on. You know what the Coast Guard's doing?
Pay all their salary.
All their thieves steal bars of gold and they have stubble.
Wow.
But I mean, you know what the Coast Guard's doing. Of course, they're saving people in this particular instance. But I'm like. Yeah, you know,
the city set was so boring. I never had any interest in that as a kid.
Right,
I like
you want things to blow
ones.
Up. But for whatever reason, Jack likes the constructive things as opposed to the destructive things. And, you know, the less he follows in Uncle Ian's footsteps, the better I like it, honestly. but, you know, I was having a conversation, and I put a goal out in front of him and said that I could, you know, like, if you make the goal, then I will help reward you in a particular area, and he wants to get this Lego government bureaucrat drug busting boat thing that he wants to get.
And it actually says like drug task.
No, it doesn't. But you know what the Coast Guard does, right?
Okay, sure.
don't they stop brown people? I mean, there's another.
Yeah, you're right. They send people who are trying to have more freedom back to despotic nations too. Mm-hmm. There's that. In this case, they're saving somebody on a jet ski or something from maybe a shark. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing. But I'm like, look, if you just don't get a government bureaucrat, I'll up it by 50% what I'm willing to throw in on the spot. You know, it's like, what's a government bureaucrat? He's trying to figure out why the Coast Guard boat is not a government bureaucrat mobile.
How did we get on the Lego City from talking about Jehovah's Witness?
The things that people are unwilling to, the beliefs that people are unwilling to be flexible on with their children.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. Number 9, this one's pretty weak, looking like a jerk when someone sneezes. Jehovah's Witnesses don't say God bless you when someone sneezes.
What about Gesundheit?
That practice supposedly has a pagan origin.
What about saying salud? This is a...
what does that translate into?
Health.
Okay. That's a good one.
And Gesundheit translates into good health, I think.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with wishing someone good health. You know, God bless you, I suppose, but, you know, the fact is your heart stops when you sneeze.
Mm.
I hate sneezing. Sometimes I feel it in the front of my head. Like my face will tingle.
I feel like there's a scientific point to be debated there about whether or not people's hearts stop when they sneeze.
There's a constriction of your rib cage and it squeezes your heart.
Okay, but I don't think it necessarily stops people's hearts. It's sort of like the thing that where you can't keep your eyes open when you sneeze, and myth busted.
Okay.
Nice call. All right, so going on here. Number 10, the constant feeling of being watched. These are the 10 things that sucked about growing up a Jehovah's Witness. Jehovah's Witnesses, according to ThoughtCatalog.com, have no concept of privacy and tend to view secrets they find out about other witnesses as some sort of gift from God. Pair this with the report what is bad rule mentioned in number 2, and you have a recipe for disaster. The elders once told me I had negatively influenced my former roommate. The reason? My roommate... A former roommate had worked for Blockbuster Video, and he had searched my records to snoop on the movies that I had been watching. He decided to go through my private records at work, and yet I was the bad guy because I rented Die Hard. My life as a Jehovah's Witness was Orwellian. I lived I lived in constant fear that someone would see me walk into an R-rated movie, catch me playing a violent video game, see me talking to a girl, know that I... had non-witness friends, find out I like rap music, etc. Leaving that religion was the best decision I ever made. There you go.
I wonder if the Mormons have a thing for masturbation where they soak.
All right, so let's describe clinically what the soaking is, because it was mentioned earlier that this guy was talking about how Jehovah's Witnesses can't really date in any meaningful fashion. They have to have a chaperone, and also no sex before marriage. He said that that Mormons at least have the weird soaking thing. So you went to Urban Dictionary and you looked it up. So let's keep it as clinical as possible, a description of what is soaking.
Sex without motion.
So insertion once, and that's it.
Right. Well, then there would have to be retraction at some point. Once.
Yeah, but that's it.
No, I don't know if any finishing occurs. But
no thrusting.
You could shift your weight around a little bit, you know, and then under the right circumstances, that'd be plenty.
Toll free number is
it's not going to be good. Well, it'd be plenty for the dude. I don't think it's going to be plenty for the gal.
855-450-FREE. We'll find out more about the belief system, Johnson. A strange belief system about the Jehovah's Witnesses. Mm-hmm. You have something about that coming up here in a few moments. Plus, Edward Snowden, you know, the guy who released all kinds of amazing information about the NSA. Well, there's more to come still. And there's new news out about what is being called Monster Mind. We'll get into that here in a little bit. Your calls are certainly welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.